You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Sinn Féin TD Angus O'Snodhig has introduced a bill aiming to protect people's right to have their Irish names and addresses recorded correctly, complete with fathers. With us is Cathal Wogan, who is spokesperson for the I Am Not a Typo campaign. Cathal, why are you so protective of the father?
That's a great question, Anton, and thank you very much for having me on today to talk about this. The father is part of our language and our identity. For an individual, just think of any individual that you know with a father in their name who protects it very strongly. That's a part of their personal identity. And I think what Sinn Féin have done here is really interesting because they probably touched on a nerve for a lot of people that will be, you know, very positively received, I hope, but also something that's structurally quite easy for the Irish state to probably do and protect. There's no, now, if you were to think about
I can't imagine
you being against this.
Presumably a lot of the information, like I know that, for instance, people will have concerns for things like booking tickets on airlines, but if you've got a travel partner that happens to be UK-based or US-based and you're using the one domestic, let's say you use Aer Lingus or Ryanair to book the flight, does it cause problems with translation into other nations' services?
It shouldn't do. Like there's no real circumstance where Aer Lingus or a US equivalent or European equivalent should be really confused by the addition of a father or the subtraction of a father. Either way, lots of different languages have their own different diacritics. You know, our neighbours a couple of hundred miles over to the east of us in Wales have the tobach, the roof above certain of their vowels that does a similar job to what the father does for us. It honestly shouldn't really confuse anyone. And I think the idea that a minor administrative bugs might be what prevents us from protecting a really important part of our language and our identity is for the birds. You know, we should be able to adjust to these things. It's only just a slightly different letter at the end of the day.
Should we be doing it on an individual level as well? Because I suspect that people who have fathers in their name, when they get text messages, when they get emails, it is probably a rarity for that father to appear.
Absolutely. You know, it all comes down to what a person individually really wants. And I don't think what Sinn Féin are putting forward is a suggestion to everyone in Ireland that they should very zealously protect their own fathers in their own email communications or their own texts or friends or family or what have you. But, you know, I'm sure we all have a friend who is actually quite zealous about their father. You know, I've got an Oisín in my life who very adamantly protects his father over his eye. I've got another couple of friends. I've got Siobhan in my life who hasn't used any father for years just because she thinks it's an administrative burden. And that actually comes back to the point of what Sinn Féin are putting forward. If you just take this Siobhan as an anecdotal example, she has stopped using her father tragically. You know, she's losing connection with her language and identity because it's been an administrative hassle for her to keep it up over the years. She's been living in England for like 10 or 20 years, and she's just decided, you know, it's not worth it. And that kind of pain is a death by a thousand cuts.
Can I ask
and that you, will sort of alienate you from your language.
Can I ask you one final thing in conclusion, Cathal? How did you become involved in the I Am Not a Typo campaign, given that with the name Cathal Wogan, you don't appear to have any skin in the fight?
I've no skin in the father fight, Anton, but I have a lot of skin in the main fight that I Am Not a Typo has taken up. So we were actually founded by a group of people who were all typos. Which means that our technology treats our names differently. So my autocorrect will often ask me to be Catholic, or will autocorrect me to cathedral. And God bless my phone, I'm not trying to find God imminently. But lots of those different people have this experience, no matter their background, whether they have an Irish name, a Welsh name, a Scottish name, a French name, an African name, a South Asian name. And we've actually come together. We did a UK-based campaign, and we actually managed to work with Microsoft to spell check spell check. So they massively upgraded their name dictionaries working with us when we highlighted this issue. And honestly, the next step, what we'd love to throw our weight behind, is actually the campaigns like what Sinn Féin are putting forward now, because you have different diacritics in different languages that are just being eradicated by technology. We'd love to see that change.
Cahill, Catholic Cathedral Wogan, it has been a great pleasure. Thank you very much for coming on this morning. If you have a view, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.